you got an order to view. If you think I might. The lady stood up in the car, a tall and graceful figure of doubt and desire and glossy black fur. I'm sure it looks a very charming house. It's clean, said the little old woman, from top to toe. Look as you may. It sure is, said the tall lady, and put aside her great fur coat from her lithe, slender, red-clad body. She was permitted by a sudden civility of Clarence's to descend. Why, the windows, she said, pausing on the step, are like crystal. These very hands, said the little old woman, and glanced up at the windows the lady had praised. The little old woman's initial sternness wrinkled and softened as the skin of a windfall does after a day or so upon the ground. She half turned in the doorway and made a sudden, verger-like gesture. We enter, she said, by the hall. Them's Mr. Brumley's hats and sticks. Every hat's or cap as a stick, and every stick as a hat or cap. And on the hall table is the gloves corresponding. On the right is the door leading to the kitchen. On the left is the large drawing room, which Mr. Brumley's has took as his study. Her voice fell to lowlier things. The other door beyond is a small lavatory,